Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is part one of a short series about apostrophes. These are really important in English, as I'm sure you are aware. And today I'm going to be talking about using apostrophes with possessives. So if you're listening to this podcast, then that means that you probably have an intermediate level or higher, which means you probably know how to use possessives like my and his and her and your and our and so on. But today it's all about using apostrophes. So if something belongs to me, then it's my, whatever, my car, my watch. If something belongs to him, it's his car or his watch, and her car or her watch or anything like that. What about if it's not my or your or his or her? What if it's a person, or what if it's a thing like a company, for example, or an animal? Well, let's take a look at that. Well, if something belongs to someone or something else, then we can use the apostrophe and then the S and then the possession. For example, my father's car. Here we say my father, apostrophe S, and then the possession, car, my father's car. The doctor's office. The doctor's office. Here we say the doctor, apostrophe S, and then the possession, office. And finally, the dog's toy. Dog, apostrophe S, and then toy. But what about if it's plural? If the noun that we are referring to, the possessor of the possession, if that is plural, then you just need the apostrophe. You don't need another S, unless, of course, it's an irregular plural, like children. Children is a plural, but it doesn't finish in S, so you would say the children's toys, for example. Children, apostrophe S, and then toys. But for regular plurals, which is the vast majority, then, yep, you need the apostrophe, but not another S. For example, my parents' house. My parents' house is very large. Here I put my parents' apostrophe, and that's it. So not my parents' apostrophe S. That's not necessary. So my parents' apostrophe, and then house. Another example, the students' grades. Here we're talking about a plural. We're talking about many students. So all we need is students and then the apostrophe and then grades. If it's a singular noun or a name, but it ends in an S, then you can put an apostrophe and another S, just like with the other examples of singular nouns, like my father's car. So if I say the boss's daughter, well, here I'm saying the daughter of the boss. So it's singular, one boss. It finishes in S, but we write it the boss's daughter, boss, apostrophe S, and then daughter. And the same for names, like Mr. Jones's keys. Mr. Jones ends with an S, apostrophe S, and then keys. And so that's something really, really important to consider. Remember in English that this is the way that we usually talk about possessions. It doesn't have to be like an object, like my watch, for example, the man's watch, the man's car, the woman's keys. But it can also be a relationship, like a family member. For example, the woman's sister or Jonathan's uncle. With that relationship, we still need to use this apostrophe S. It's unnatural to use the structure which is more common in other languages, which is the mother of my friend, we would not say that. So I want you to just think about this sentence. So I'm going to say it incorrectly, and I want you to try and create it, write it, speak it in the English way. And I'm going to make a really long and confusing sentence, but just a way to practice, really. So here's the wrong version, which maybe you would say in your language, depending on your language. The dog of the brother of the neighbor of my parents. The dog of the brother of the neighbor of my parents. So how do we say that in English? Well, we need to go in reverse. So we don't start with the dog, we start with my parents. So it should be my parents' neighbor's brother's dog. And remember that with parents, the way you write it is parents, apostrophe. You do not need another S. So it should be my parents, apostrophe without the S. Neighbors should be neighbor, apostrophe S. Brothers should be apostrophe S. Dog. And that's it. So how's that? Hopefully that's a bit clearer about how to use these apostrophes when we're talking about possessives. Next week we'll do another podcast about apostrophes with a different area. This time it will be all about contractions. So look forward to that for next week. That's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.